This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
Suffolk County Police are about to release new information this hour in the case of the Gilgo Beach serial killer. WCBS's Sophia Hall has the story.
Over the years, people have speculated and made accusations about who is the Gilgo Beach killer, or could there be more than one person who committed the 10 murders? Today, the Suffolk County Police Commissioner will release evidence that has never been made public. She will also talk about the use of scientific technology in this case. Last year, the department announced they plan to use genetic genealogy, or the use of running genetic profiles through databases to find relatives of victims or suspects. The Golden State Killer was caught using this technology. The remains of 10 people were discovered at Gilgo Beach, and 4 sets of remains have yet to be identified. Sophia Hall, WCBS News Radio, 880.
Grafton Thomas, the alleged Muncie Hanukkah stabber, pleaded not guilty to state attempted murder charges today, 3 days after he pleaded not guilty to federal hate crime charges. WCBS reporter Mac Rosenberg was in the courtroom in New City.
Thomas wore an orange jumpsuit with a navy blue vest, handcuffed and shackled as he stepped into the courtroom. He's still in federal custody. Prosecutors wasted no time in attacking the credibility of Thomas's attorney, Michael Sussman, who they say was present at a search of a cabin Thomas once lived in. Sussman doesn't deny it.
I believe, given the relative proximity in time, that there might be relevant information there. I asked whether the mother still had a key, which she did, and I said, let's go. I had no idea whether federal or state authorities had or had not been there. I had no way to know that. We went, and I found what I've characterized as a trove of important information, which we're reviewing.
Sussman is requesting a search of the car Thomas was arrested in and a search of the synagogue where the attack occurred. Judge Kevin Russo is reserving a decision on that because one of the victims still lives there. He did, however, agree to a mental evaluation of Thomas. Sussman thinks Thomas is unfit to stand trial. In New City, Mac Rosenberg, WCBS News Radio, 880.
Police are investigating a fatal hit-and-run in Brooklyn early this morning. A woman was hit by a private sanitation truck near 86th Street and Bay Parkway in Bensonhurst. NYPD Deputy Chief Charles Scholl says it appears the truck dragged the woman down the street, then took off.
We're reviewing area cameras at this time. I think we're confident we'll determine what vehicle was involved. Hopefully, the driver will come forward.
The woman was pronounced dead at the scene. Police have not released her identity. Another woman was killed in Brooklyn today when she was run over by an MTA bus. Police say she was getting off the B-41 bus near Flatlands and Flatbush Avenues when she fell under the bus's wheels as it pulled away. She died from massive head and body injuries. Police say it was likely not the bus driver's fault. In the Weather Center with our WCBS Exergen forecast, meteorologist Bob Larson getting a little windier, Bob.
It certainly is, Michael. High winds for certain across the area and a wind advisor is in effect. That advisory runs till 10 o'clock this evening as we stay very windy this afternoon with intervals of clouds aside, a passing shower or two, mostly just a few sprinkles of rain. Temperatures steady or slowly dropping. Wind chills will drop into the upper 20s by nightfall. We'll stay windy tonight, turning much colder as it becomes clear, low at 22. Sunny tomorrow, but windy and cold, and tomorrow's high just 31. Temperatures now range from 43 in Fishkill to 50 in Farmingdale. It's 46 at Midtown. Temperatures steady or slowly dropping this afternoon.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.